President Bush has announced his second Supreme Court nominee. He chose White House counsel Harriet Myers to fill the seat vacated by retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. We turn now to NPR's David Wellna, who is at the Capitol, your congressional correspondent, and you're there in the Senate. David, we're starting to hear some reaction to the president's choice. How is this nomination likely to be received there where you are?
Well, Renee, the preliminary reaction we're getting up here from at least the Republican side is of applause. John Cornyn, Republican senator from Texas, is about to hold a press conference to praise the president's choice. He's already put out a press release saying that Harriet Myers has a brilliant legal mind. She's a woman of outstanding character, etc. He expresses no reservations whatsoever about the president's choice. Bill Frist, the Senate Republican Majority Leader, has put out a statement both praising the president's choice of Myers and also warning his fellow senators that they should judge her on her record. But he said they should do so without, as he put it, probing into confidential and privileged documents. Now, for a nominee who is coming from the White House, that seems to be referring to documents that may have to do with her time spent as the president's chief counsel at the White House. She, of course, was also a lawyer for the president back in Texas. These are probably going to be real bones of contention between Republicans and Democrats here in the Senate. There's been an initial reaction from the Democrats, Senator Charles Schumer of New York, who is really the most outspoken Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and has been during the Roberts confirmation as well, has put out a statement saying that we know even less about Harriet Myers than we did about John Roberts. And because this is the critical swing seat on the court, Americans will need to know a lot more about Myers' judicial philosophy and legal background before any vote for confirmation. So already a note of caution sounded there. Schumer is also expected to talk with reporters this morning about the choice.
And the key issues for members of the Senate?
Well, I think that the main question that Democrats are going to be posing is Harriet Myers capable of providing the kind of swing vote on a very evenly divided court that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has provided over the years? They maintain that this is a court that really needs to have its balance maintained. I think Republicans are going to emphasize much more, is she qualified for this job? And they would point to her long professional experience and will emphasize much more her personal qualifications than necessarily her views on issues. But I think
David,
abortion is going to be one of the very big issues that both sides are going to be talking about, and her record on that issue is going to be very closely scrutinized.
David, I'm wondering if anybody's talked to Senator Brownback or others who had been saying that this time, for this nomination, they were going to need to know what the nominee's views were on Roe, and they wanted an entirely different answer than the Democrats.
Well, I think we haven't heard yet from Senator Brownback, but Senator Frist, his leader, has already put out a word of caution that the nominee should not be asked her views on particular issues that would come before the court, that he says a bipartisan consensus exists in the Senate, that this is not proper. And Roberts really evaded most questions that would pin him on his positions regarding any specific issues. I think abortion is going to come up again and again, but I would not expect her to deviate much from the stance that Roberts took.
Thanks very much, David. NPR's David Wellna from the Capitol.